T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports time now on WWL. For that, we welcome in Saints sideline reporter Steve Geller.
The showdown between number 2 LSU and number 3 Alabama is so big that even President Trump will be in Tuscaloosa to see if the Tigers can end their winless drought against the Crimson Tide. LSU center Lloyd Cushenberry says the players can't make too much of this much-hyped matchup, though.
Our goal is to play in bigger games than this, so we can't really get too hyped about this game. We've got to take it as it is and, you know, get the job done.
Get your Tiger tailgate fired up with our pregame show at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Kickoff comes at 2:30. Sunday is the Falcons Super Bowl. Atlanta's 1-7 and coming to the Superdome looking to rain on the 7-1 Saints parade. But the Dirty Birds defense is getting torched for 380 yards and 31 points a game. The voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, sees major issues.
The effort just does not exist on the field to put a successful defense out. And I think you put all of that back on your head coach. I don't think there's any question that Dan Quinn has lost this group.
Quinn might have also lost his job already. Atlanta's dropped 6 straight. Their sole victory came back in week 2, hosting Philadelphia. A bright light in the 1-6 Pelicans gym appeared as Zion Williamson spoke for the first time since having knee surgery. How's rehab going for the 19-year-old?
The trainers and stuff are telling me day by day is getting stronger and I can feel the difference each day.
There still isn't a timetable for Zion's return to action, but the Pelicans play tonight at home against Toronto. The Raptors got their championship rings and a 130-122 win against the Pels in the season opener. Today at 4 on Fans and the Pros with Zach Strief and Deuce McAllister, live from the Rouses on Barone Street. Hudat ready to fry up some Falcon. How big of a threat is 1-7 Atlanta? Plus, LSU travels to Alabama. Are you picking the Tigers or the Tide? Then at 7, the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Steve Geller, WWL Sports.
Text messages coming in at 870-870. One says, LSU versus Alabama will be a tit-for-tat dogfight with the Tigers coming out on top. Another says, Dave, we're finally here on Friday. Happy birthday, Josh. Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Saints, LSU, and Tulane will win this weekend. All right. Well, we're going to get Saints sideline reporter Steve Geller's Saints prediction. By the way, they're 13.5-point favorites, coming up in about 25 minutes. But right now, Steve, what is your prediction for what happens in Tuscaloosa with the 6.5-point underdog LSU Tigers facing the Alabama Crimson Tide?
This has to be the year for LSU, right, Dave? I mean, the Tigers have overhauled their offense for this moment to beat Alabama for the first time since 2011 and to take control of the SEC West. Now, there's no doubt that this Tide team's talented, but they don't have the same defensive juggernaut of past teams. And it just so happens the Tigers finally have a legit quarterback who's tough enough to win in Tuscaloosa. If now isn't the time for LSU, then when will be? I know it's not going to be easy, but I'll say LSU will pull out a 34-30 win.
Man, that'd be an exciting game if it's that high scoring and that close. Thank you, Steve. We're 25 minutes away from your Saints prediction. You don't have to wait, though. Text me right now. Will LSU finally beat Alabama this year, even as 6.5-point underdogs on the road in Tuscaloosa? And are you at all concerned that the Saints overlooked the Falcons, or the Falcons are so motivated to win this one game against the Saints that they actually give the black and gold a run for their money? Interrupting me is Steve Geller, our Saints sideline reporter with sports.
Well, hope your heart got some rest on the bye week, because it's going to be intense tomorrow in Tuscaloosa. Can Ed Ogeron's second-ranked LSU Tigers end an 8-year losing streak to number 3 Alabama? Now, Coach O wants this win for every Tiger fan, but mostly his players.
I'm just here to be the head coach. This is about a football team. It has nothing to do with me. Me and my family are appreciative to be the head coach of the LSU Tigers, but this is all about the team.
WWL is all about the team, too. Our pregame coverage starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Kickoff's at 2:30. The one-win Falcons are coming to New Orleans for a noon kickoff Sunday. Atlanta's had a recipe for bad football this year. They're giving up 31 points a game, and the voice of the Saint Zach Streif says that their pass-happy offense is too predictable.
They're so one-dimensional. They're leading the National Football League in passing. They're only averaging 61 yards a game on the ground, and that is just not going to get it done.
A bye-week starved Saints defense will look to feast on the Falcons. The Florida lead D will try to add to their 24 sacks and 9 takeaways. Zion Williamson says that his knee's getting stronger after undergoing surgery last month. There's still no timetable, though, for the Pelicans' top overall pick to make a return, and he was asked what it's been like missing the start of his rookie season.
It hurt at first, but I'm not out forever, so my mindset is just come back stronger, come back better, so I can help my team.
Well, his team could use some help. The 1-6 Pels welcome 5-2 Toronto to the Smoothie King Center this evening. Today at 4 on Fans and the Pros with Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister live from the Rouses on Barone Street. Who dat ready to fry up some Falcon? How big of a threat is 1-7 Atlanta? Plus, LSU travels to Alabama. Are you picking the Tigers or the Tide? Then at 7, the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Steve Geller, WWL Sports.
5:54, 6 in front of 6. Dave and Steve with you on your radio. All right, Steve, you've already predicted LSU beats Alabama Saturday in Tuscaloosa. What is your prediction for the Saints hosting the Falcons as 13.5-point favorites?
Well, the only thing I'm torn on in this game is how much the Saints are going to win by, not if they're going to win. Las Vegas has the black and gold as 13-point favorites at home, and that feels high since Atlanta's a divisional opponent. But when you look at the numbers and the Dirty Birds game footage, there isn't many positives there to take away. The only thing that can disrupt the Saints' mojo in this game would be turnovers. I don't think it's going to be a 13-point win, but I do see double digits. Saints 31, Falcons 20.
All right, as long as they win, I don't care how much they win by. Thank you, Steve. We'll talk to you in about 10 minutes here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.